and we maintained a victory through faith. Oh, man, I'm preaching way better than your amen right now, amen. It's a good fight because it always leads to victory. Faith has got to do with Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He writes it and he completes it. Romans 10:17 says, how does faith come? Look at Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Grace provides everything. Faith receives everything that grace has provided. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Faith does not come by preaching the Ten Commandments. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Faith doesn't come by having heard once. It comes by repeated hearing and hearing. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. It's not the norm for God to speak to you directly. Faith comes to you by hearing. In other words, what I mean, faith comes to you through the preaching of the gospel. Lord, I've got so much to share. Romans 10, 14 through 17. Romans 10, 14 through 17. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Listen to this. This is the scripture that I was called into the ministry, by the way. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Right? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. The gospel. The gospel. The good news. How beautiful are those that preach the good news of shalom. Nothing lacking and nothing broken. Woo! Hallelujah. The good news. Not the bad news. Not the condemnation. Not the guilt. Not the shame, amen, but the good news of the gospel, who brings glad tidings, not bad tidings. Oh, come on, somebody. Who brings what? Glad tidings of what? Good things. Turn to somebody and say, God's got good things for you. Woo! Good things for you, amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know you can hear something and not listen? Exactly. How many of you know, for instance, how many women should know this very well. How many women we got here that are married? Any married women here? How many of you married women, your husband's sitting there on the couch with the flipper, and you say, hey, baby, can you go out and take out the trash? He's flipping. Hey, baby, can you out and mow the yard? He's flipping. Hey, baby, your truck just burned and I set it on fire. What'd you say? He was hearing the first time, but the last time you got his attention and he listened. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? Woo! You know, us guys have such a way of selective hearing. We kind of hear what we want to hear. Hello? And that's the way a lot of us believers are. We kind of hear what we want to hear. Come on. Amen? Listen to me this morning. Amen? You did not come to hear me today. That's right. If you came to hear me, you came for the wrong reason. You're in the wrong place with the wrong attitude today. I am nothing except what Jesus has done for me. That's all I am. Amen. You did not come to hear me. When you come next weekend, you do not come to hear Ashley and Carly Terrades. What? You've been promoting them, Pastor. What? The reason I promote them And the reason you should be here is not to hear me, but to hear the voice behind me. Because it's the voice of the Holy Spirit that you need to be in tune with, and not some fleshly person trying to do what God says is foolishness unto men. It is the voice of the Holy Spirit that will set you free, not my voice. I am preaching, and through the preaching that I have, the Holy Spirit is speaking words to your heart, words of faith, and when you get a hold of that voice, it's that voice that's going to change your life, that's going to bring you healing, that's going to set you free. It is the voice of the Spirit and not just the voice of some man. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. But many times we focus on a man and say, that's the man. No, I want to tell you, there is only one man, and his name is Jesus Christ, that can set anybody free. It's not some ministry or some Ken Copeland or some Andrew Womack or some Ashley Terrades or Steve McIntosh. We cannot do anything without Jesus Christ, but it's through us that that voice is proclaimed. He is uplifted, and men are set free when they receive that voice. My place is to bring out Jesus and the Word of God. Amen. That's the only thing that I'm here. I want to bring out Jesus from Genesis to Revelation, because it's only Jesus that will set the captive free. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. The Ten Commandments, they're also the Word, but faith doesn't come from hearing the Ten Commandments. Faith comes from hearing the gospel of peace that's being preached. Listen always to the gospel of peace and glad tidings of good things. If it's not glad tidings of good things, don't listen to it. Wow. When the Corinthian believers were going to the temple, prostitutes. They had prostitutes in Corinth right next to the temple. It was a temple. They worshiped them. And the Corinthian believers were indulging in that. How did Paul handle it? Paul did not bring in the Ten Commandments and say, thou shalt not commit adultery. How did Paul handle it? What did he do? Paul reminded them simply of who they are in Jesus Christ. You are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He gave them a word behind the word. Hallelujah. And when you find your identity through the word in Jesus Christ, it's through that identity and that voice that God brings healing and every other good thing in the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Whenever sin, strife, or immorality happened in the church, Paul always said, did you not know? Did you not know? He always pointed people back to the Word. Did you not know? Is it not written? Do you not know? Do you not know who you are? You know, finding who you are in Christ is the biggest thing you can discover. Amen. Psalm 65 and 11. I use this for the year, for the scripture this year, and I want to go back to that because we're going to look at some things. I'm going to feed you today. Are you ready to be fed? Put your snout at the spout where the blessings come out this morning. I want you to open your ears. Listen, Jesus, we have two set of ears. We have this ear, and we have our spirit ear. It's got to be, you've got to listen. You can't just hear, you've got to take in and hear. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Listen to what he said here, Psalm 65 and 11. You crown the year with your goodness. How many know this is a year of goodness? Oh, my pastor, you know, Walmart, stock market, amen. The stock market has gone down. We have this all this stuff going on. It's a good year. I declare it's a good year. Your goodness and your path drip with abundance. Tov is the Hebrew word for goodness. Amen. Dashin is the Hebrew word for abundance. Amen. He said, this is a good year. Look at Isaiah 55 and 2 and 3. Another place in the Bible where you see Tov and Dishin appears here together. Look at Isaiah 55, 2 and 3. Look at what he says. Amen. Isaiah 55, 2 and 3. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread and your wages for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Amen. Good and abundance. Hallelujah. Tov and Dashin. Next verse. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. Your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions. And the Bible says that if we prosper in our soul, we prosper in life. Amen. He said, incline your ear and hear, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Amen. What he's saying there is listen carefully. In the Hebrew, it's shema. The Hebrew word shema, which means to listen, double twice. It's not just once, but it's twice. It's like we hear and then we hear. We hear, you hear Pastor Steve speaking, but then you hear the word to you. It's he said the blessing is not on the first hearing, but really the blessing is on the second hearing. Oh, my gosh. Woo! Listen carefully. Shema in Hebrew. Shema means to listen. Amen. We have a need to listening. We have a need to have a heart of listening. Amen. He said, listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the first revelation in the Bible reveals Himself, God Himself, as Jehovah Jireh. I want you to look over, if you will, in that verse. He says, "If you delightfully heed the voice of the Lord, and do what shall give ear His commandments, and keep all the statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you and heal you." And then Exodus, what is that? Exodus 15. Andrew, can you find that? Amen. I want you to look at this. Praise the Lord. He is so good. I'll put none of these diseases on you and heal you. I think it's Exodus 15, somewhere around there, brother. He's looking it up for us. I'm waiting on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Andrew. Amen. You are good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. If you find it before Andrew. Oh, there it is. Glory to God. See, you're good, brother. I knew it was there somewhere, right? Amen. I had about to write the address. If you diligently what? Heed, hear, it's shema, it's the same word that we just described. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep all of His statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who what? Come on, say it. Say it again. Who heals you. Amen. Who heals you. You know what that word healed is? Jehovah Rapha. The Lord who heals you. Jehovah Rapha. And if I had the word up of Rapha this morning and you read it, because Hebrew reads from left to right instead of right to left, the very first letter is Aleph, which means God. God is there, and then the word is second, amen, and then the last Rish is beginning. So it's like God, beginning, God, beginning, word. God, beginning, word. Everybody say it with me. God beginning word. Hallelujah. God beginning word. The revealing that God is our healer comes from hearing. Oh, y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. The revealing of Jehovah Rapha takes place from hearing. God beginning word, the word of God. Psalm 107 says, amen, he sent his word and healed them. Verse 20, amen, Psalm 107, verse 20. Let me show you how Jesus came, because all of the other gospels, they introduced Jesus as the baby, except John became a little bit different. Look how John began his gospel. John chapter 1, verse 1, amen? John 1, 1. Man, this is going to blow you away, because you're going to see something in here right here. Amen? John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know who that is? That's Jehovah Rapha, Jesus. Amen? Jesus is in the beginning. He's saying, I'm sending Jesus as your healer. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha has come in the flesh. Oh, my gosh. Amen. How, Lord, you are so good. Wow. Faith is a response to the goodness of God. Luke 5:15. Faith is a response to the goodness of God. Amen. If you need healing, you need to be hearing God's word. Not just receiving prayer first without hearing. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to what? To hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. First they heard, then they were healed. Faith means believing that God is good. Human nature tends to tell us to distrust God. It's sad, but as humans, we need to be reminded always that God is a good God and he has good things for us, including our healing. Your first responses in a crisis is revealed really by who you are. Are you immediately plagued with worry and fear, or does faith stand up instead? Amen. If your first response is fear and anxiety, then you need to keep hearing what God is saying from his word. Oh, I know it's a good word, baby. I'm preaching really good. Not only do you need to keep hearing, but you need to keep hearing. Not only do you need to keep hearing, but you need to keep hearing. Until it gets down into your knower. Because when you get a word from God that is from God, no one can move you off the word from God, not even your sister, your auntie, your uncle, or anybody else, because it's your word from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give you a scripture this morning. I didn't even write it down, but I'm giving it to you. And when he came down with them and stood at the level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all of Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirit. And they were healed. The whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. All of them were healed because they heard. Amen? Paul and Barnabas were preaching the gospel in Lystra. They were preaching the gospel, not the law, but the good news. Amen? The word preaching, and I want to just try to bring this up. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me find it real fast. Amen. Jesus, man. I got all these notes and all this stuff going on, and I just want to give it to you so bad, and I can't find where I'm going. Lord, help me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They were preaching the gospel. They heard Paul preach, and when he preached, amen, the crippled man that was hearing was healed. Amen. Out of all the multitudes, the crippled man was healed. Do you know the woman that came with the issue of blood and that Jesus healed her? The very first thing she heard, said is she heard of Jesus. She heard, she received, she listened, she opened up her spirit, and she heard. And when she heard in Mark 5, she went and she was healed. Wow. Amen. Deuteronomy 11:11-14. Amen. Deuteronomy 11:11-14. Look at this. I've got that scripture, so I'm going to give that to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 11:13-14. Praise the Lord. Amen. But and it shall be that if you continually, earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. Right? Next verse. Amen. And I will give you the rain for your land, the season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain with your oil, your wine and your oil. Next verse. Amen. And I will send grass in your field for your livestock, and they will eat and be filled. Amen? Hallelujah. Next verse, going down. Take heed to yourself, if your heart be deceived, and turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Next verse. Amen? Lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you and shut up the heavens, and there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul and bind them as a sign to your hand, that they shall be frontlets between your eyes, speaking of the word of God. Next verse, you shall teach them to your children. Holly was talking about this, speaking to them when they sit down in your house, when they rise up, when you lie down, and when you rise up. He's talking about God's word and bringing healing into our lives. He's talking about the blessing. And what's so good about the old covenant is all those things that we can't be fulfilled have been fulfilled in Jesus in the new covenant. Amen. Go on down. Let's go on down a little bit further, if you will, Andrew. Amen. You should write them down on your doorpost, your house, and on your gates. Amen. That your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in which you live, in which the land of the Lord has swore to your fathers, and to give them like the days of
heaven.
Days of what?
Heaven.
Days of heaven on earth. The next best thing you can receive outside of salvation is good health. And then the next thing is your family being blessed. And then the next thing is your finances being blessed. Amen. Sickness is not God's will for you. And the way you receive your healing is when you hear, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you hear that word and it gets into your spirit, man, that second voice produces healing in your life through Jesus Christ. It's through the word that we are healed. It's through faith in the word that we are healed. It's not just a voice, it is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah. Man, I love it. God, you are so awesome. You are so good. When we hear the voice of God into our lives, let's go on down a little bit further, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we go on a little further? For if you carefully keep all these commandments which I command you, say, aren't you glad Jesus did?
Yes.
To love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all the nations before you, and will dispose as greater and mightier nations than yourself. Every place on which the sole of your feet treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the rivers of the Euphrates, even to the western sea, shall be your territory. Every place you go is blessed. When you get a hold of the word, every place you go is blessed. You can claim it as yours. No man should be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. Man, behold, I set before you today blessings and a curse. Well, Jesus has reversed the curse, so the only thing we have is the bless. Next verse, amen. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, I will command you today. I want to just go down here and finish this up. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have known. Amen. Man, let's go on past that, brother. Amen. Next verse, amen. Next verse. God, you're so good. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next verse. Next verse. Is that it? Last one? Go over to Deuteronomy 18 a second. Praise the Lord. God, you are so good. Hallelujah. How many know that God has got a word for you today? How many know that God's got a voice for you today? Amen. How many know that it is a good voice? It's not a bad voice, but it is a good voice. Hallelujah. It is God's voice speaking to you through the word. Amen. And through that word, we are blessed. And through that word, we increase in every area of life. Through that word, God has got prosperity for you today. How do you receive it? Through the second voice. Amen. It is yours. God has made you an overcomer today. How do you overcome? Through the second voice. God does not want you living in poverty, but God wants you prospering. How do you know that? Through the second voice. Turn to somebody and say, it is God's will for you to prosper. It's okay for you to have money as long as it doesn't have you. Man, God's blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. God's blessed us to be a blessing. Hallelujah. He desires for us to be blessed and to walk in the blessing. And the way we walk in it is when we hear that second voice. When we hear that second voice, hallelujah, Lord, you are so good. Amen. Just raise your hands a second. I want to just thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for that voice going forth this morning. Thank you, Lord, the voice of healing, God, the voice of redemption, God, the voice of freedom this morning, the voice of grace, no condemnation, no shame. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that voice today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Religion doesn't mind if you're saved. How many agree with that? Religion doesn't even mind if you know about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Religion doesn't even mind if you know a little bit about grace. Now, they'll get a little up in your ears on that. Religion doesn't mind if you believe in healing. But religion hates for you to prosper. Religion will get all up in your face if you're a believer and you say, I believe in prosperity. I believe in God prospering me. That is why when you get a word from God, you've got to hang on to that word and defend that word. You hang on to that word, that's where you fight the battle of faith at. It's when you hang on to that word. Hello? Some of you have been given a word, and that word is back in your season, but I'm telling you, pull that word out and hang on to it. Refuse to let go of a rhema word from God. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Don't let go. Hang on to it. Let it build up your faith. Amen. Because you overcome by your faith. So we're at the conference, and I'm a little like, you know, gun shy when people prophesy over me. I'm just honest, man, you know, because I hear the voice of the Lord, I hear the word of the Lord, but there's times when I'm like, yeah, man, that's just no one knew this. That is God. It was a word of knowledge. And I was like, man, amen. Because here's the thing. God wants you to be blessed in every area of your life. As your pastor, I want you to not hear only the first voice, but the second voice. The voice behind the word. And Jesus said, if you have ears, let them hear. Amen. So I want every one of you, and you know what's happening in this church, is people are getting hold of grace and everything that comes with grace through faith, and they are seeing and living prosperous and more prosperous lives than they've ever lived before. Amen. Woo! I mean, that is a good thing. They're just increasing in every area of their life. And so I had a brother that came to me, and I love this guy, man. I have a heart for this guy, and he's a good man. He's got a good word. I believe that you know, character goes a long way, and this guy's got great character and a good word. And so he spoke a word over me. He did not know me. I knew him, and I know about him. He had no clue about me. I had never met the guy before, right? So I want to share this prophetic word with you today. Can we put this up? And listen to the voice.
So we're going to do this together as a family, okay? Amen. I want you guys to outstretch your hands towards this man of God.
That's me.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You have a passion for the scriptures. You have a passion for the Word of God. And that is a beautiful and safe place to be. But there are times when the Father has a right now word that He wants to speak to you. It's always going to line up with Scripture. It's always going to honor the Logos. It's always going to honor the Rhema. But there's a right now word that the Father wants to speak to His Son. And I just hear the Lord saying that He took you from poverty. You've seen the destruction of poverty. You've seen how it hurts people and harms people. God took you from that place. He led you out. God's placed a righteous indignation in you against poverty. And you have slowly and methodically erased that poor mindset out of your mind. And you know that there is an escape. And it's bigger than a pocketbook and it's bigger than a check. The escape begins in your mind. And God has given you a roadmap and He's taught you how to come out. And that fire that you have inside you against poverty, God said, keep that fire. Keep that fire. Because the enemy tries to attack the concept of God's people having. Tries to bring a shame and a reproach. And the reason he does that is he does not want the true gospel well-funded. He wants preachers of grace, ministries of grace, churches of grace broke. So that the voice of legalism is louder than the voice of grace. But God said, I've set you in the house to remind my people, let's not let go of the blessing. Let's not let go of the financial blessing of Almighty God to establish this covenant. And He's put that inside you. You've been persecuted for it. People have stood against you. Even grace preachers have stood against you. But you're not letting go of it because you've seen what poverty does. And God's placed an anger inside you against poverty and a love for God's people. And you are a signpost directing the way concerning this issue. And God, that's the reason you're so passionate about it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you're a seasoned minister. You're mature. You've walked with the Lord for a long time. But I hear the Father saying that.
Woo! Did you get that? Woo! He went on to say something. I ain't going to share that with you. But it was good. Amen. It was so right on. Hallelujah. Because legalism and the world will tell you, just go ahead and do without and you'll be spiritual. But the voice of God and the voice behind the word says, no, I want to bless you so much to be a blessing. And you get a hold of that voice, church, and you receive that voice in every area of your life. Don't listen to the first. Get behind that. Listen to the voice behind the word. Amen. Get the Rhema word in your spirit. Let that come alive to you. Hang on to that word. Meditate on that word. You know, it's like put it in the crock pot. Let it simmer, amen? Because when that voice comes to you and you receive it, and it awakens your spirit and you take it in, all of a sudden things begin to change in your life. Healing begins to break forth in your life. Financial blessings break forth in your life. The goodness of God, every day is a good day, amen? They got a kick out there because I told them every day is a holiday. So, amen. Every day is a good day when you receive the voice behind the word. It is not a voice of condemnation. It is not a voice of shame. It is not a voice of guilt. It's a voice of good news. Amen. And that's exactly what Jesus came to deliver. Let's stand this morning and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, somebody. Let's praise him today. Amen. Woo! God, you are good today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands this morning and let's confess out of our hearts today. Thank you, Lord. I hear your voice. The voice of the Spirit. It's the voice of the Spirit that sets me free. It's the anointing in that voice that destroys the yoke. Thank you for that voice, Lord. I hear you clearly. I hear you clearly. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. I am free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I am blessed. I am healed. I am prospering in every area of life. I receive that today. It is mine. I declare it over myself, over my family, over our church, and in every area. We say we are blessed because God is a good God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Man, this week, there are a lot of voices out there. Before you get out of here, you may hear a voice. Amen. It says, oh, you're unworthy. You know, oh, you messed up. Oh, you're not there. Oh, all those are alive from hell. God has made you perfect in your spirit. Amen. You're 100% wall-to-wall Holy Ghost in your spirit. Amen. Your mind, you got to get that thing wrapped around this word and stay it on the word. Because when your mind stayed on the word, it keeps you in perfect peace. Don't let the enemy tell you something that's a lie and is not true. He will speak to you, but you better start speaking back to him about your mighty God. Amen. You move that mountain by your voice because you've got a voice. You've got a voice. Listen to me. It's not your voice. It's God's voice through you. What's God's voice through you? God's voice through you is the word of God. And when you declare the word of God, you're declaring God's voice through you. Woo! Amen. So when he comes to you and says, you're not worthy, well, he loves to use that one. Oh, you're not worthy to be healed. You messed up last week. You messed up yesterday. You just need to tell him, hey, buddy, I hate to tell you this, man, but the blood of Jesus has already blown you away. And besides that, the blood of Jesus forgave me yesterday. It forgave me today, and it forgave me tomorrow. So you just need to go somewhere else because you got the wrong door here, man. Amen. Wow. Just shut the door to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's one more time this morning. Come on, somebody. Man, the Spirit of God's here. If you have a need this morning, I encourage you to come up here or go to the prayer room. It's in room 3. They'll pray for you. They'll agree with you. If you're listening to the wrong voice this morning, man, you need to get your identity wrapped around who you are in Jesus today. Hallelujah. Say it with me this morning. I am an overcomer. Thank you, Lord. I overcome. I listen to your voice and not the voice of the enemy. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I speak your word, and your word has authority. In Jesus' name. Amen. Turn around, give somebody a high five and say, I'm hearing that voice of God today. How about you? Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord.